What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to the phones. Michael in Canada, aloha, Michael. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, first I just want to tell you, I've been listening to your show since, about a year before John from Barbados passed away.
Oh,
that's how long it's been, but I hardly ever call in. I don't have much to say, but there's something I want to mention. I said I want to talk about the Mueller report, but this is more to do with the whole Russiagate thing. Did you ever see Putin doing these marathon question and answer things with journalists?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I seen a clip from one of those, and it was a journalist from your country, a so-called journalist, up there and said, "Has your country interfered in our elections?" And Putin said, listen to this now, this is what he said. He said, "Why would we, when we know it doesn't matter who wins? Your foreign policy doesn't change."
Yes.
You see that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right. Presidents may come and presidents may go, but the war machine goes on forever.
Yeah. I might be a little bit off topic, but I just wanted to get that in there in case other people didn't hear it, or they did now. And I like Dustin. Keep up the work there, Dustin. I like listening to you. And, that's about it, Mike.
Well, thank you for the phone call. Thank you for the kind words about Dustin. And we're going to get back here to the news. The phone lines are open now if you care to call on in with your opinions. And let's see what's going on. Okay. Now that the Mueller report is out, even in redacted form, and it makes it very clear there was no Russian collusion, now the liberals, the Democrats, they're spinning over to what was their obstruction. Can we impeach for obstruction? And it is embarrassing, I think, as an American citizen, to watch these people behave this way. It's like a bunch of kids. It's like the entire Capitol building is one giant kindergarten. You almost feel like slapping some of these kids upside of the head and say, look, you got to behave yourselves. It's time to grow up. So, anyway. Okay, so let's see. Story coming out of FortRus.com. The Russiagate hoax exposed the colossal inertia of racist, Russophobic, fake news conspiracy theory. And the gist of the article is basically that after 2 years of the corporate media screaming Trump-Russia collusion, that there is a segment of the population, mostly Democrat, obviously, who are not going to accept the conclusions of the Mueller report. They're going to be convinced Mueller was bought off. He was threatened. The report was covered up. They're true believers. We believe that Trump colluded with Russia, and there's going to be no facts. Or to be more accurate, the absence of facts will not change their mind. They're true believers. We know that Trump did all these horrible things. Facts be gosh darned. We know he's a bad person. Now, Trump came on out basically responding to the whole obstruction issue, which is a very gray area. And Mueller's report basically said, he couldn't really exonerate Trump for obstruction, but on the other hand, didn't really have enough to say that he obstructed the investigation. And of course, the Democrats are saying, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Trump came on out and said, look, if I'd really wanted to obstruct this investigation, I would have fired everybody, including Mueller. And Trump is saying the best proof of no obstruction was the fact that he basically just let the investigation go through to the end. even though as president he had the power to end the probe. And that was the right thing for Trump to do. He absolutely played it right. Now, over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is saying Trump should have shut the Mueller operation down. They knew there wasn't any collusion. And this is one of the few times where I disagree with Tom Fitton, because Trump did play it correctly. He just let the investigation go forward. He knew they weren't going to find anything. And he just gave them enough rope to basically hang themselves with. And now they're dealing with that. The Mueller report is the petard the Democrats have hoisted themselves with. And they're still trying to figure out some way they can spin it to their advantage for 2020. All right, let's take a phone call. Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day. Good Friday to you, Michael.
And yes.
Happy Easter. Okay, well, what's on my mind is, first of all, a few things. Well, the Mueller investigation is a disgrace, because look what Hillary did get away with. And, you know, Michael, whatever happened with Debbie Blabbermouth or Debbie Wasserman Schultz with the DNC? What did she do? I can't actually remember, but I know she did an illegal activity, and she got there on the news today saying, oh, Trump's this, Trump's got to be impeached. And I mean, unbelievable. She's the one that's speaking for the Democratic Party? Debbie Wasser, Blabbermouth, Schultz? It's almost unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
And
that's one of the things. I think it sends a wrong message to our young people, because these are individuals who have basically abused the system. They cheated Bernie Sanders out of his nomination, and yet she's still considered a celebrity by the corporate media.
You know, Michael, exactly. You know, the other day I talked to you, and you said something really interesting. All these celebrities are still in the United States. I thought Rosie and Cher and all of them were leaving. Madonna, why haven't they left?
Well,
all these
they haven't left. That's
wackos.
The whole point.
Not because they don't want to go to Nicaragua or Cuba or even Europe, actually. It's a joke.
Well, they were going to go to Canada. They were all saying they were going to go to Canada,
right,
which is not a bad place to go to. Canada's very beautiful.
Yes, it is. I've been in Vancouver. It's a very beautiful, beautiful country. But, Michael, another thing that's really bothering me, I know you don't like talking this issue too much, but it really is bothering the crap out of me, is this Kate Smith. They're trying to say her music's racist, and that she's they ought to tear the monuments down. And, you know, that blows my mind. What about these rappers that go around with the filth they talk about white people? Now they want to kill cops. Where's their competence? Because they're always talking about, oh, Kate, what did Kate Smith do? She was back in the 30s. What was that all about, Kate Smith?
Well, she recorded one song back then that did have some unfortunate racial stereotypes within the lyrics, about somebody needs to pick the cotton.
Can you refresh my memory? Because I don't know what that is.
I can't sing you the song. I'm just telling you what I'm aware of. But you're right. Back in the 30s, I mean, it was actually a top 20 hit. Whatever the song was, it was a top 20 hit. And it was socially acceptable back then.
I remember my mother
but
played.
Again, we're in this situation where they're trying to judge people today based on things that happened a very long time ago under a completely different set of social rules. But you're absolutely right to point on out, we have all these rap singers who are out there just saying all these very offensive things about white people and about police. And nobody says, you know, let's chastise them. It's okay for black people to scream these offensive things about white people. But at the same time, they're attacking, you know, white people from the 1930s. They want to tear down their memory. They want to basically, shut down their recordings.
Michael, exactly. And what I don't understand about the Afro-American community anymore is, they always about racism, but do they realize that how many white males killed each other for giving them their freedom?
Yes.
The black males didn't kill the white males to get their freedom. They had white males had to kill each other to give the black men their freedom. I hate to tell you that, but that's the truth. And, and the rap music some of these black artists are singing is actually putrid. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
And no white guy is going to get away with what they get away with. And, you know, now they're talking about Laura Ingraham with this Nipsey Hussle or Muscle, whatever the hell. And that's another joke. Now, she's a racist pig and all that. I mean, it's unbelievable. And some of these black commentators on these CNN and all, like that Don Lemon, you used to hear the filth that comes out of their mouth about white leadership. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And they get away with it. But you could not reverse it and do it the opposite way, because you would be a race hater or whatever. They label you every kind of filthy name they can think of. It's just unbelievable what's happened in the United States. And with this immigration with New Mexico, I saw that on the news today. That's
yeah.
unbelievable. It's like a dumping ground. Just dump all your and by the way, Michael, these people don't speak English. Do you know how much money that costs to teach them to learn to speak English?
It takes an awful lot, because most of them don't want to learn English. Their attitude, they come up here, and their attitude is, you learn to speak our language. I used to run into that when I lived in Los Angeles. You know, you'd go into heavily Chicano areas of Los Angeles, and their attitude is, you know, you learn to speak our language. We don't have any obligation to learn to speak English. You learn to speak and read, write Spanish.
Exactly, Michael. And here's my point. You made a great point right there. The Israeli government, the state of Israel, would never allow all the different Arabic countries to speak different Pharisees and all these languages. You think Israel's going to allow that? They're not going to allow that. They're not going to allow a bunch of Arabs going there. But you got all these Jews in Congress and the Senate who are totally for open borders. It's unbelievable to me. But they want Israel secure. You can bet on that. They want that state of Israel locked down with a wall and everything, and make sure the taxpayers are paying their money out to them. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, it's got to stop. Trump's got to stop it immediately. Or whoever the commander-in-chief is, it's got to stop. It's insanity.
I agree.
And, you know,
I find myself in agreement with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for the first time, you know, that, yeah, Israel doesn't need our money. They want it. But want is not the same thing as the need. And, you know, we really, the money would be better spent here in the United States.
Well, Mike, I'm going to leave you one more thought, and I know you got other callers, but just really quickly. The Miami Herald the other day had an article in the Herald about an illegal alien gets better health care than an average American in Dade County or Broward County. Can you believe that? If you come here illegally and you need a $100,000 operation, you're going to get it if you're an illegal. And if you're an American, you better have insurance, or not, you're going to be on the hall there. They'll tell you to sit out in the hall and die.
No, I absolutely believe it. I mean, there's a state that's getting ready to provide graduate school tuition to illegal immigrants.
I heard about that, too.
The first thing I said is, what about all these legal American students who want to go to graduate school and cannot afford to do so? Where is the help for them? These are legal citizens who are going to be leading our country into the future. These illegals who go to graduate school, they could very quickly be lured back by their home country, who's going to say, okay, great, you went to the United States, now you've got a graduate degree in engineering or science, we need you back here, and we're going to pay you a lot of money to come back here and help our industry and help our science move forward. And they'll go.
Exactly.
They'll absolutely go.
Well, yeah, Michael, you're absolutely right. Thank you for taking my call. But, you know, Michael, this immigration stuff, the Democrats are worried about Mueller and this collusion and crap. But in the meantime, they should be held for treason. They should be put in jail for treason for allowing this invasion of our country. Pelosi,
Schumer,
all those Democrats. They should be in jail, Michael.
I agree.
They should be in jail. And I can't believe they're not being put in jail. I can't believe it. It's unbelievable to me. The mayor of Oakland should be arrested immediately, right now. Like, if Trump really wants to show me something, go arrest that lady from Oakland, California, who called let the illegals know that ICE is coming. She should have been arrested on the spot. On the spot.
I agree.
And I don't know why Trump's still not. I can't believe he hasn't arrested her.
I can't either.
Right there, he's looking weak.
It's a clear Title 8 violation. It's a clear Title 8 violation.
She should be put in jail. Absolutely. And until I see when I see breaking news that lady's been arrested, I'm not going to believe anything about this immigration invasion. I think it's all by design to destroy our country.
Yeah, but it's going to cost Trump 2020, which is why I can't understand why he's not doing something about it.
Well, likely in the next near future, Trump will arrest that lady or have the, somebody will arrest her, because that's got to send a signal. This ain't going to happen ever again.
Yep.
Ever. So thank you for taking my call, Michael. Have a happy Easter.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network, and we're going to go back to the phones to Jim in Chicago. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Regarding the Mueller report, to me, it's important, but it's not exactly the most important thing in America right now. This is the question. I don't see anything that Donald Trump has done or going to do to help the average American. And as far as our infrastructure, homelessness, poverty, and other things, he has done hardly anything. Not only do I blame him, I blame the Democrats and the Republicans who sit there behind in Congress doing nothing. Both of them are acting like children. And also Donald Trump, from the Mueller report, it just showed that he is sort of childish and he acts like a godfather. But again, to me, that's secondary. I don't see any improvement in America, and I haven't seen any improvement in America probably since the 90s.
Yeah. Actually, so, I haven't seen any improvement in America since the 1970s.
Well, that's a good point. And, as far as him dealing with the Russians, look at his background. He's been dealing with the Russians since the 80s. So that's nothing new.
Yeah.
And if the Democrats really wanted to go after Trump, why didn't they bring up all this stuff during the campaign?
Well, because they thought Hillary was a shoo-in. They had the election rigged. They had the illegal vote. They had the women's vote. If you look at the way Hillary campaigned, she campaigned like she just sort of assumed it was hers. It was her turn. The deep state was going to provide it to her. And it took everybody by surprise that Trump won. And Trump won because we, the American people, are sick and tired of rigged elections. We're sick and tired of politics as usual. And, so they retroactively tried to basically rerun the campaign against Donald Trump.
But again, I don't see any Democrat, and I am not a Democrat or Republican, I don't see any Democrat out there that shows me anything. And Donald Trump, he might just sneak back in there.
He very well could. Of course, a lot of people are still waiting to see if Joe Biden is going to step in. He would be a very credible candidate here. As far as the Democrats are concerned right now, I'm on Tulsi Gabbard's bandwagon. Again, I don't agree with her on issues like the Second Amendment, but I certainly agree with her anti-war stance, and I think it's genuine because she served in a combat area unlike every single other Democratic candidate out there. But you're right. If the Democrats can't come up with a real candidate, Trump could get his second term. My concern is that Hillary Clinton is going to make the decision to step on in, this fall, because there really isn't a clear front runner in the Democratic field.
I would agree with that. And as far as Joe Biden, I did hear today that he's going to announce probably next week about running.
Yep.
So, but again, he has problems also. I don't really trust him that much.
Well, a lot of people, think he's kind of creepy. He's got a lot of problems as well. But then they all do. So does Hillary. But if Biden steps on in, that may keep Hillary out. And that, I think, would be a positive thing. I don't want to be in a situation of having to fight the war against Hillary Clinton all over again.
Michael, I hear the music. I'm going to let you go. You take care. Have a nice weekend.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Tom. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Extend. extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to our phone lines, because we've got callers waiting here, I got an email talking about the rap music. Actually, I got two of them. And the first one said that, yeah, some of the lyrics about rap music, they're constantly calling women hoes and bitches, and they seem to get away with that to a degree that no white musician could. And I'm in agreement with that one. This one is a little more to the point. It says, with all due respect, your caller about rap music is correct. We in the black community don't like the hateful lyrics either. Please remember that the record companies, advertisements, and any concert promotions are paid by companies owned by white people. We do not own Arista, Capital, or any of the other labels. It would not be heard if radio stations that are white-owned did not play it. There are only three black-owned stations. I don't know where this person is writing the email from here. So this problem is being promoted by the same people that object to it. But again, there is a double standard. I mean, they're going back to Kate Smith in the 1930s and saying, oh, she sang this horrible racist song. But you do have the industry, regardless of who's in control of it, the industry today is playing this rap music with these very hateful anti-white lyrics. And nobody seems concerned about it. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones now. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jim in Chicago, are you there? Okay, we seem to have lost Jim in Chicago. Jim, are you there? We lost him. Let's switch over to Dan in Washington State. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just regarding the last caller, I think, you know, the Democrat versus Republican thing is just a divide and conquer strategy. Because it's pretty clear to me that, you know, Wall Street and the bankers and CIA, they pretty much run America. So it's Democrat versus Republican. It you know, it's an oligarchy, basically. So I don't
well,
see any good.
Basically what it is when this country was started, there was no limit on how many political parties we could have. Everybody could start a political party. There were lots of political parties. And then over time, business interests began to realize that they could save a lot of money if they could maneuver the country into just having two political parties. And that way they would only have to donate to two candidates ahead of the election to bypass the will of the voters. Now, they didn't want to go to one political party because they were still dealing with opposition to the Soviet Union, which was a one political party nation. So they said, we'll have two. We'll have the two traditional parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. And they literally set up the laws to just make it impossible for a third party to get anywhere inside this inside the system. And so that's why these days large corporations, they donate to the Republican candidate and they donate to the Democrat candidate. And that way they bypass the will of the American voter.
Yeah, I agree exactly. I don't see a change as long as it's just Democrat and Republican parties dominating anything. They're not in the Constitution at all. There's no Democrat or Republican written in the Constitution.
No, there isn't.
At least if you had five parties, you might have a tiebreaker and different, you know, get things done.
No, there were a lot of different parties. Very often parties basically were created for a specific election. And they had all kinds of different names, like the Bull Moose Party and, you know, the Necktie Party and the Wild Party and the Toga Party and who knows what else they called them. But it was basically the party organized a platform around a candidate and then ran the candidate. And the party wasn't supposed to be a political institution in and of itself.
Yeah, and if you just have two parties, it's a perfect system to divide and conquer. You know, you can divide every issue up evenly, so there's never anything that can happen. Real quick, I don't want to take too much time, but this Cortez and Omar, since they're coming out supporting Palestine more and talking about Jewish power in the U.S., do you think that these guys have just been propped up, basically built up to be destroyed to make, like, people that are pro-Palestine look stupid? That's kind of how I feel about them.
Well, in the case of Ilhan Omar, no, I think she's genuine. In the case of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, clearly she is a manufactured candidate. Her comments the other day about impeachment show that she really doesn't understand how the government is supposed to work. She is, in fact, rather clueless. You know, she's a very pretty face. You know, she looks really good in those, you know, slinky dresses. But that's about it. And I don't know who it was who basically backed her to run for the House of Representatives. And I'm amazed that she got on in, and apparently that was due to a strategic error by her opponent. But I don't think she's going to win a second term. Anyway, listen, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And so everybody's still talking about the Mueller report. Everybody's trying to spin it this way, that way. And basically, they're out there rushing to tell you what it means for Donald Trump. Best advice for all of you right now is get a hold of the actual report. Yes, it's redacted partly, but read it for yourselves and figure out for yourselves what it means and if it really says that Trump obstructed justice. We already know it completely exonerates him for all this Trump-Russia collusion, which makes it kind of hard to sell this idea of obstruction of justice. How do you obstruct an investigation that's investigating something that never happened? But that's the new Democratic spin on this thing. But the important message that we need to get out to everybody that we know is that for over 2 years, the corporate media, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, PBS, Fox, fed us this line of baloney about Trump-Russia collusion. And it was a complete lie, and day after day after day, they kept pounding it into our heads, hoping that the repetition that if they just repeated it enough, that the repetition would drive it into our memory, and we would believe there was collusion, even in the absence of evidence. Of course, that's what propaganda does. We're going to propagandize you that there was collusion. And no, we don't have any evidence that there was collusion. It doesn't really matter. We'll just keep saying it over and over and over again until you believe that there was collusion. So Trump is out there. He's saying that the Mueller report was an illegally started hoax and total bovine excrement. Of course, that's not exactly what he said, but you get the gist of it. And he's absolutely right. This thing should never have started in the first place. This was started with the hoax of the Christopher Steele dossier, with its lurid tale that Donald Trump had dallied with these two prostitutes in a Moscow hotel. It was completely made up from thin air. It was completely unverified. It was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. And the FISA court, on the basis of this dossier, issued these surveillance warrants. Now, let's be very clear here. The surveillance warrants were issued to try and legitimize an ongoing spy operation by the Obama administration against the Trump campaign. We know the spying actually began before the FISA warrants. The FISA warrants were an attempt to sort of say, we have a legitimate reason to think there's national security interests, therefore it's okay for us to spy, and please don't think that we're just doing what Richard Nixon did, even though we're doing what Richard Nixon did. So that's what happened. The Obama administration was spying on the Trump campaign on behalf of the Hillary campaign. So, according to Attorney General William Barr, he came on out when he issued the redacted report. He said there is substantial evidence to show that the investigation was undermining the Trump presidency, propelled by his political opponents and fueled by illegal leaks. Okay? Bill, when do the indictments happen? Because that's what needs to come next. The illegal leaks, the presentation of false information before the FISA court. There are crimes that are piled up all around this whole situation. Where are the indictments? Now, Sarah Sanders is over there at the White House saying indictments are coming. Okay, good. I don't want to hear indictments are coming. Okay, don't waste my time. Don't waste my time telling me that something is going to happen in the future. When it actually happens, then I will pay attention. I want to see indictments now. I want to see some butts in the ringer. That's what I want to see. Now, a lot of people are saying, will the Mueller report help or hurt Trump in 2020? And at this point, I say, it's probably going to help him. Because the American people are going to look at Trump. They're seeing him as a victim. They're seeing him as a victim of Democratic and corporate media machinations, very much a continuation of what they saw in 2016. And I think the American voters are going to respond to that. Now, the Democrats are going to be out there, pushing this Mueller report saying, well, remember, it doesn't really clear him of obstruction. So we're going to just go on out and say that probably the obstruction did happen. And, you know, we don't have the evidence for it. But since Mueller wasn't able to say it didn't happen, yeah, we're going to say it happened. We're definitely going to say it happened. Amazing. Now, one thing the Mueller report did come on out, it identified multiple members of the Trump transition team, this is after he won the election, approached foreign officials to stop UN resolution against the Israeli settlements. Nobody's complaining about that one. Okay. Now, story that is coming on out from Investment Watch blog, saying that inside the Mueller report, there is information that will be used to expose the email cover-up. That really is the heart of the situation. That needs to be broken open. And again, I'm going to go back to this question. I have been asking this ever since Hillary's private email server was revealed. We know from Guccifer, the hacker, when he was inside her private email server, he saw 10 foreign IPs logged in at the same time, just rummaging around, looking for stuff. Now, going back to the 1996 ChinaGate scandal, it's a legitimate question to ask if Hillary Clinton was basically selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests, using her weak security email server to deliver the goods, and her so-called charitable foundation, which doesn't qualify as a charitable foundation, to collect and launder the money. And there's another issue. Okay, to be a 501c3, you have to demonstrate that you're donating at least 51% of the funds that you collect to charitable purposes. And according to Charles Ortel, the Clinton Foundation doesn't even come close. It's single digit. Why is their 501c3 status not being revoked, and why are the Clintons not being hit with the taxes on the resulting money? So, the Trump campaign is out there. This is from ZeroHedge.com. It's saying it's time to go after the liars who started this witch hunt. I agree. Go get them. It's time to put on the presidential brass knuckles and go after these people. Because if you don't, they're going to just come up with some other way to come after you again. You need to study history. Those who plot coup d'etats and assassinations of kings, when they fail, the kings come after them. Trump is just sitting there. He knows there was an attempted coup d'etat against him. It has now been defeated. He needs to go after the people who instigated this thing. And if he just sits there and does nothing, he just proves, like I've been saying for a while now, he's a weak leader. He may look butch on his reality TV show when he's out there saying, "You're fired." But he doesn't seem to really have a lot of, how shall I put this delicately, gonadal tissue sitting in that Oval Office. He's not getting things done. He's not getting the job done. We didn't get the Donald Trump that we voted for. Over at the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes is slamming Robert Mueller's report for ignoring the wide range of abuses committed by the FBI during its investigation of the Trump campaign. And Nunes said the report made clear the false allegations from the discredited Christopher Steele dossier about the Trump campaign volunteer Carter Page played a major role in the appointment of the special counsel, along with the FISA applications used to spy on him. And Nunes is right. The Mueller report, and maybe it's part of what got redacted out there, but the Mueller report is not really pointing the fingers at the FBI's abuses, abuse of authority, abuse of privilege. They're very much the villains in all of this. Story out of Chimp Planet here. It's official. The collapse of the mainstream media's credibility is now complete. Unfortunately, like the vampires, the corporate media continues to rise and rise again. I find that very annoying and very frustrating. I really thought that when Trump won in 2016, we were going to see the corporate media have a makeover where the paid correspondents and prostitutes were going to be given their pink slips, and the corporate media was going to bring in a bunch of new people that would be a little bit more trustworthy. Did not happen. Then, of course, with the release of the Mueller report, again, I thought the same thing. The correspondents and the prostitutes are going to be given their pink slip, and the corporate media is going to be forced to bring in some new people to regain the trust of their audience. That hasn't happened either. Rachel Maddow's numbers are in the Al-Qaeda. She still has a job. So it's like the undead. They keep rising from the grave. And that's why it's important for us, for all of us, for you, for Rivero's Rangers, to just keep talking up with everybody that you know how the corporate media lied to us all for 2 years about Trump, Russia collusion, how they lied to us about Saddam's nuclear weapons, how they lied to us about Assad's sarin gas, about how they lied to us about everything. Human-caused global warming. We're in a war right now between the liars and the truth tellers. And the liars have got the money, but we've got the truth. And we can't fight the corporate media. We can't deplatform them. We can't wage lawfare against them. But we can nail them with the truth. And that is to simply get out there with a grassroots campaign and simply say, look, these people, CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, NPR, they lie to you. That's what they get paid to do. They're paid very good money to lie to you all, to convince you that we have to go to war against Venezuela or Iraq or Syria or Libya or Afghanistan or any of these other places we're currently at war with. That's their business, to sell you things, to sell you a new tax, to sell you a new policy, to sell you a new car, to sell you a new candidate. That's what they do. I remember years ago when I was teaching a class on TV at UH, and I was saying, what is it that you think TV sells? And everybody shot up their hands and they said, cars and beer and snack foods. And I said, no, that's not what TV sells. The TV networks sell you. You are the product that corporate media deals in. They lure you in with entertaining, we hope, programming, and basically put you in a receptive state of mind to sit there through the commercials, which seem to be getting more and more commercials as time goes on. That's what the TV network's business is. You are the product that the TV networks traffic in. And you can take that away from them. Until they start being a little more truthful with you. Okay, here's a story. This came out of the original antiwar.com. The headline is, can WikiLeaks Julian Assange get a fair trial? And I read that headline and the first thing I said, is that a trick question? So, we don't know, to be very honest. When they get him back here to the United States, we don't really know what's going to happen to Julian Assange, but we should be concerned. They want to make an example out of him to discourage other independent media people from ever, ever, ever releasing information that is embarrassing to the U.S. military. Which is really what it's all about. That video that was leaked by Chelsea Manning that showed a U.S. helicopter with a 30-millimeter chain gun blowing up a Reuters news crew. Whoopsie! Our bad. We're really sorry. And that's why the government went after Manning and Assange. Because you, the American people, aren't supposed to know that the U.S. military occasionally blows up civilians. Of course, all these years later, we know that, yeah, that happens, and it happens a lot. But back when that video first came on out, the U.S. propaganda about the war was still secure. We believed that only the evil people were being killed. Not anymore. Okay, got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to James in Ohio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was going to talk about Civil War, but I'll just, you know, as far as loyal Trump supporters, I just don't understand with all the open, you know, in-your-face betrayals, how people can still, I guess it's kind of a, well, what else do we have, but Clinton was with females, but I was kind of getting, you know, extraordinary compensations in exchange for my misplaced faith. So
okay.
I don't know what Trump supporters are getting in exchange for their faith. And lastly, just real quick, tomorrow, for me and a lot of people, is the most wonderful time of the year, so I wanted to send out birthday wishes to somebody who is no longer with us, and that's about all I have for you. And keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Okay, let's talk about the economic news here. We're coming up on the top of the hour and the lovely Lady Claire here, but let's get some economic news in there. Deutsche Bank, and they still have an exposure of $49 trillion with a T in derivatives. And the derivatives are something that are a major problem and continue to be a major problem. It's like a sword of Damocles hanging over Wall Street. And the U.S. government basically failed in its responsibility to regulate the economy when they allowed derivatives to just run free. And I don't know what the total global derivative exposure is. It's somewhere close to $250 billion. And if it all hits at once, it's just going to rip the system apart. Now, derivatives were one of those things that Wall Street came up with. When the economy is booming, when it's heading on up, you can make a lot of money very quickly with the derivative. But when the economy turns on you, so does the derivative, and you can be in a lot of trouble. Okay, earlier in the show, we were talking with one of our callers about Boeing and the airline industry. But apparently, we're seeing a lot of airlines that are now in trouble. Jet Airways India, Alitalia, Wow Air, they're basically shutting down. Jet Airways has just announced with immediate effect it was compelled to cancel all its international and domestic flights. Now, supposedly, this is on a temporary basis, but they say they basically need emergency funding from the lenders. And if they don't get it, then they're gone. Jet Airways last year discovered serious financial issues. Alitalia, always late in takeoff, always late in arrival. That's what that stands for. Okay, got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.